Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Life insurance is one of those.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Thank you for checking us out and giving us a listen today. We could not do this show without you. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell and the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in Master Control. We've got a great show for you today. Robert Trent Jones, one of the most iconic names in golf. It's also one of the most iconic brands in golf. For over 40 years, Robert Trent Jones designed or renovated over 500 golf courses in 45 states and some 35 countries. Since his death nearly 25 years ago, his sons and grandsons have tried to keep his legacy alive, and the Robert Trent Jones Society has been working to keep that legacy alive too. David Lee with the Society joins us today to tell us why the sun never sets on a Robert Trent Jones golf course. Then later in the show, can you imagine? One week you're teaching science at a local high school. After school, you're also the high school golf coach, and then a month later, you're in North Carolina at Pinehurst No. 2, teeing it up with the best golfers in the world. That actually happened last month to Colin Prater, an amateur golfer from Colorado Springs, who qualified for the U.S. Open. He'll tell us his story today on Tee to Green.
I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. You can also listen live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf next with David Lee from the Robert Trent Jones Society here on Tee to Green.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. That's why we call it Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. And once again, you found it. It's Tita Grain. It's the Golf Show along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control and excited to bring you another big show today. Debbie's got her bags packed. She's ready to hit the road. And where are you heading to this week, Debbie?
Well, I'll be on the road for a short amount of time, and then I'm getting on a ship. I'm heading from Bayonne, New Jersey, over to Bermuda. We dock there for 3 days, and we'll have a blast the entire time and then head on back next week. I will be back in time for next week's show, so I'm looking forward to that as well today.
Okay, I'm sure you have a couple of good stories to tell us, too, right?
I just might, because, you know, I'll be involved with karaoke and any other fun events they have on the ship. I'm all in.
All right. Speaking of good stories, Colin Prater's got a great one, and hopefully he'll join us later in the hour to tell us. He's the high school science teacher from Cheyenne Mountain High School right here in Colorado Springs who qualified for the U.S. Open. He's no stranger to golf, of course. He was a D2 college All-American golfer and Colorado's Amateur Golfer of the Year a couple of times before he went out and qualified for the Open, but he rubbed elbows at Pinehurst just about 3 weeks ago with the best players in the world, and we'll get his story later in the show. That should be fun to have Colin Prater joining us here on Tee to Green.
I'm really looking forward to hearing from Colin. That is going to be exciting to hear the stories of this amateur golfer who did compete with some of the players formerly in his amateur career. So he has lots of great stories to share. Stay tuned for later in the show. But right now, we have an amazing guest as well, Jay.
A first-time guest on Tee to Green. It's hard to imagine the world of golf and the world of golf course design without Robert Trent Jones, one of the most iconic names and brands in all of golf. This is a guy who for over 40 years designed or redesigned over 500 golf courses here in the United States and in some 35 countries. He's been gone now nearly a quarter of a century, but his legacy is being carried on by his sons and his grandsons in the golf course design business and by the Robert Trent Jones Society, which was created in 2004 and currently consists of some 40 clubs worldwide that were designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr., the guy The main guy at the Robert Trent Jones Society is David Lee, and David is on the Tee to Green guest line with us right now, and we welcome him to the big show. Hey, David, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
David's also a Colorado guy, so we really got a Colorado connection going on this show here today. Before we get to talking about specifically about the society, obviously, you being a member of the Robert Trent Jones Society and very passionate about what you do, and which we appreciate you bringing that to the show with you today, but how did you get started in this particular facet of the golf business?
Well, that's a great question. The society is made up of volunteers from various member courses. So as you said earlier, there are 40 member courses. And during COVID, I was living in California and was a member at Valencia Country Club, which Robert Trent Jones designed in 1965. I grew up playing golf. I'm from the Midwest. And growing up, particularly being from Ohio, Robert Trent Jones and the courses that he designed, such as Firestone and Otter Creek and Boyne Mountain, which I had the privilege to play, really seared in my mind that that he designed golf courses that were a cut above. And Debbie, you mentioned going to Bermuda. I had the privilege of playing Port Royal in Bermuda. I hope you get a chance to play it, along with the golf course at my alma mater up at the U.S. Military Academy. So I was very familiar with Robert Trent Jones before joining Valencia, and was quite frankly surprised that they had not sought out the society. So I did that, and then through my activities getting Valencia to be a member, they drafted me to continue to do marketing and communications, which was my profession. I'm retired now. We moved back to Colorado, and so we're real excited this year to have the annual gathering of the society in Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy, and we'll talk about that later.
Well, David, yeah, I actually have played Port Royal, and it is an incredible golf course in Bermuda. But I want to congratulate you on the release of the design genius of Robert Trent Jones Sr. It's an incredible, incredible presentation of the principles that Robert Trent Jones used and that he adhered to. He had 8 key design principles, and he adhered to them. What do you think was the most significant impact on modern golf today, and why?
That's a great question, because I don't think many people really understand that the golf courses that they play today, be they modern or redesigned golf courses, really in all respects carry the stamp of what he brought forward from the post-Depression era into modern golf. And that's what we created the design brochure to help tell that story. So we put in there, in the brochure, 8 design principles, and they're ranked in priority order. The first one, which is routing, he really emphasized how to use the topography, how to create an exciting golf course in terms of the tempo of par fours, par fives, use the topography very, very well to create golf courses. And that was emulated from the 40s on until his death. And so when we think of older courses, such as the Donald Ross courses that we also venerate, and the new courses like the Cork Crenshaw courses or the Tom Doak courses, you can't get from A to Z without really crossing everything that RTJ brought to golf design and to the modern game that we all just enjoy so much.
Yeah, and he did this. He started in the late 30s, early 40s, and was still at it
just before he died in 2000. So that encompasses some 60 years. And can you imagine trying to keep up with all the changes and the technology? But he was not only able to do that, but he created that legacy that's still alive today.
Yes, his sons do a great job. Speaking of the course appreciation guide, the brochure that you're referring to, I had the distinct privilege of meeting with Reese and Bobby, his two sons, interviewing them and interviewing a number of our top journalists who follow golf architecture. So between the sons, even though they have their own expression of how those principles get applied, you do see that in even the most modern courses. Valencia went through a redesign by Jason Straka, and that too, when he met with the members of the club about the redesign, he was very careful to keep the Jones routing and the Jones Green complexes because he wanted it to remain a Robert Trent Jones course.
It is always key to keep the legacy going. And we get to talk a lot more about that because David Lee is going to stay with us for our next segment.
Yeah, he's going to do a couple of segments with us. He did mention the fact that the Society is coming to the Air Force Academy for its annual meeting in September. We'll get into that as well with our guest, who is David Lee with the Robert Trent Jones Society. The sun never sets on a Robert Trent Jones golf course. We'll also ask him about the origin of that saying as well. When we come back and continue with more of Tee to Green headed your way on this Sunday, we'll be right back after this.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
It's Tee2 Green. It's the show by golfers for golfers. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Coming up later in the hour, we'll talk to Colin Prater, the amateur golfer, high school science teacher who qualified and played at the recent U.S. Open at Pinehurst last month. He didn't make the cut, but I'm sure there's memories that'll last a lifetime for Colin Prater, and he'll be joining us to tell us about some of those later in the hour here on Tee2 Green.
And right now we have David Lee on the line. He is the marketing chairperson for the Robert Trent Jones Society. Before break, Jay mentioned this amazing quote, "The sun never sets on a Robert Trent Jones golf course." David, would you explain the history of that saying?
Well, I don't know when that was actually said. Robert Trent Jones was a big self-promoter, so I think that it is attributed to him as he started to design courses in the Pacific and also in Europe. So like the, it's taken obviously from the quote about the British Empire, his work stretches around the globe. So I think that it's appropriate to say that there's probably the sun shining somewhere where you could play a Robert Trent Jones golf course. And if you knit all the courses together, I know that Ron Witten, who was the architecture editor emeritus, he also said the same thing.
David, in the golf industry itself, the legacy of Robert Trent Jones, I'm sure, very secure. What about outside of the industry and today's golfers coming up and learning the game, and there's so many new people to the game of golf since the end of the pandemic? What are you doing to reach those people and to keep that legacy alive outside of the golf industry?
Well, Robert Trent Jones was not just making great golf courses like Spyglass or Firestone. He also gave back to the industry quite a bit. I believe there's something like 10 courses that he did for the military so that individuals in the serving our country could learn the game at posts and bases around the globe. He also did a lot of work for municipal golf, courses like Tanglewood and the Robert Trent Jones Trail. They're all examples of making golf more accessible to everyone. He was also particularly careful to make sure that golf wasn't just for the pro golfers by developing what's commonly referred to as the runway tees. He was the first person to come up with multiple teeing options so that beginners, ladies, older people could select their tees. And you see that today as something that the USGA is really embracing to continue to expand the game.
Yeah. He also said something, and I saw this in the brochure, he talked about bunkers, and most people, most golfers hit a ball into the bunker. They're not very happy about it. But Robert Trent Jones says bunkers, the reason bunkers are out there is so that the golfers play the course the way he and other designers want it to be played. And that's a really good way to approach bunkers instead of being so negative about them. Think of them as helping them guide you through the course.
Oh, absolutely. He used bunkers not so much as a penal feature that if you hit into them, you would pay the price. He used them more to shape the direction with which to play the hole. He changed a lot of the bunkering, and a lot of his work was in redesigning earlier work by people like Donald Ross, and he continued to do that throughout his career to really change that from being cross-bunkering to more how to shape the hole. You're correct.
There is so much to learn from this amazing man, and he's left an incredible legacy. And all of this and so much more will be discussed at the upcoming 20th Annual Robert Trent Jones Society meeting coming up in September at the Air Force Academy, a place I've been, absolutely beautiful, and then specifically the Eisenhower Blue Course, which Robert Trent Jones designed in 1960 at the behest of his close friend, President Eisenhower. Share what will happen during this annual meeting.
Sure. So we do this every year, typically in the fall. Last year we were in New York at the Tuxedo Club, a private club that's just fantastic. And we've had it in places like Valderrama in Spain. But this year it's coming to Colorado, which we are all very, very excited about. The director of golf there, newly retired director of golf, Steve Wallace, is really rolling out the red carpet. The annual gathering is open to golfers from our 40 clubs. And so they will come in on Thursday the 12th. The Broadmoor, which is our newest member and our 40th member, has offered a play for those people who are coming in early. But the event itself will take place at the Air Force Academy at the Eisenhower course. On the 13th and 14th, we'll be playing golf and having presentations by some of the people who helped Robert Trent Jones design the Air Force Academy course and have met him. That'll be an exciting presentation. And then we're extremely excited about having Hollis Stacey, three-time Ladies U.S. Open champion, come and participate as well. And she's going to do a presentation on the last night about expanding the game and greater inclusivity in the game of golf. She has agreed to come to the event. She will be our 2024 Legacy Award recipient. The last 2 years we gave that to Lee Trevino and Al Geiberger. And she will recount how she won on Robert Trent Jones courses, as well as what she liked about them and what she thinks the future of golf has in store. So it's going to be a very big time. We've got about 70 people already enrolled from roughly 10 to 15 of our clubs. I didn't get a recent count, but it ought to be a very good time. This will be the third one that my wife and I have attended, and we really enjoyed the camaraderie.
And what are the dates on that again?
September 12th is registration, and registration, again, is only for those 40 club members that are part of the society, and then that continues with golf on the 13th and 14th of September.
Well, at the same time, when you talked about Hollis Stacey, one of the great women golfers to compete on the LPGA Tour, and obviously play very well at Robert Trent Jones golf courses. Well, at the same time that this is going on for the Robert Trent Jones Society, the Solheim Cup will be played at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Gainesville, Virginia. This is another incredible venue. And share with us, if you know this course at all, do you know some of the unique elements that this will makes this an ideal venue to bring in the best players in Europe to compete against our best players here in the United States for the 2024 Solheim Cup?
Well, I'm not familiar with the Robert Trent Jones golf course, but it is an interesting point that you raise. The number of President Cups, Solheim Cups, and Ryder Cups that have been played on Robert Trent Jones courses dwarf all other designers. And I had the distinct privilege of talking with Tom Marzoff, who did the design work for Adair Manor in Ireland that is going to hold the Ryder Cup in a few years. And he and I were talking about why is it that the Ryder Cup always goes back to RTJ courses. And the reason is the pros like to play heroic shots. And he always had, and this is in the design brochure, he always embraced opportunities for the most heroic shots for average golfers and for pros. And those type of courses really excite the players and, of course, the audience. I don't know about the course in Virginia, but I have no doubt that there are plenty of heroic shots that the pros are just anxious to attempt to delight their fans.
The sun never sets on a Robert Trent Jones golf course. You don't have to be a Ryder Cupper or a PGA Tour pro to play an RTJ design. And I'm sure if you're an avid golfer anywhere in the world and you're listening to Tee to Green today, you have probably played at one time or another a golf course designed by Robert Trent Jones, whether here or abroad. We've been talking to David Lee. He's with the Robert Trent Jones Society. David, if people want more information, can they go to their website or somewhere they can go to find that information?
Sure, absolutely. The website is RobertTrentJonesSociety.com, and there's a lot of information there. You can also watch golf being played on four of our member courses in upcoming televised activities such as Solheim Cup, the senior championship that is going to be played at the Broadmoor, and this year's USGA amateur that will be played at Hazeltine. Calabasas.
All right. RobertTrentJonesSociety.com, the website. David Lee with the Robert Trent Jones Society.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. And that's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Speaking of fun, boy, do we have a fun story to talk about next. It happened recently at the U.S. Open. Deb, you remember a movie a few years back. It was called The Rookie. It was a baseball story about a pitcher named Jim Morris. Dennis Quaid starred in the movie, a guy that was a high school teacher, and he ended up pitching in the major leagues just a short time after teaching in high school. That was kind of a cool story. Hollywood made a movie on it, and they could almost make a movie on what happened just a few weeks ago to Colin Prater, 29-year-old biology teacher and golf coach at Cheyenne Mountain High School here in Colorado Springs. He was a four-time D2 All-American college golfer, former Colorado Golfer of the Year, who survived local and regional qualifying in Bend, Oregon, and earned a berth at the U.S. Open. And we're happy to welcome to Tee to Green today, Colin Prater with us on the guest line. Colin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Have you come back down to earth a little bit yet?
Slowly but surely. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I imagine the last month or so, month and a half, has been kind of a whirlwind for you. You didn't just drop out of the sky, though, and end up at the U.S. Open. As I mentioned, you were a college D2 All-American, former Colorado Golfer of the Year. But let's go back to the origin of all of this. And when did you get the idea, or did someone plant the idea in your head that, hey, maybe I should try out? The way the U.S. Open is set up, it's open to anybody with a certain handicap, and so these kind of stories are not all that uncommon. But when did you get the idea that maybe I could qualify for the U.S. Open?
Yeah, right. It's definitely always a dream that you have when you're a kid, or maybe when you're a college kid. Like, yeah, I want to play in the U.S. Open, but to actually be able to achieve that goal and earn a spot, it's been truly remarkable.
Well, Colin, you knew some of the players who were already on the PGA Tour from your amateur career, and particularly Wyndham Clark from high school days, and then in 2016 you were paired with them at the U.S. Amateur Qualifier. How much did that help you when you found that you were competing against the best players in the world at a USGA Open event?
Yeah, I mean, the whole experience has just been completely surreal. Crazy enough, right? It's almost like it motivates me more to want to get back there again someday. And I know it's incredibly difficult. And I mean, all those guys are the best players in the world. But it just, I guess, makes me probably a little bit more hungry and want to work a little harder to try and get back at some point.
So what's scarier?
What were some of your most memorable moments?
Oh, I mean, just meeting all the guys that you've idolized on TV, shaking their hands, asking them a simple question, trying to contain the fan that's inside of you, because you want to ask for their autograph or you want to ask for a picture. So many stories and so many incredible things happened in those 10 days around the Open. Just stuff that I'll never forget.
Yeah, you go from teaching high school and coaching high school golf to teeing it up in a major championship with Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, Tiger Woods, just to name a few. What's scarier, doing that or facing a room full of high school kids? A classroom full of high school kids.
Yeah. No, that's a good question. I was definitely really nervous on the first tee. But shoot, I hit it right down the middle, hit a pitching wedge to about a foot and tapped it in for birdie and was tied for the lead in the U.S. Open. So that was something that was definitely kind of crazy. I love teaching and coaching. I think that's where I'm most comfortable. So I would definitely say I was probably a little more nervous hitting a tee shot in front of 5,000 people compared to wrangling 25, 14-year-old kids. But
yeah, did you have any expectations going in? I'm sure your first goal was to make the cut, which you didn't do. But was that kind of your first expectation?
Yeah, I definitely thought if I took care of business, if I played well, I thought making the cut was achievable. And after playing, I still think it was. Maybe that's a little bit of delusional because I missed the cut by 11. But I tell everybody it was just a very fine line between hitting a good golf shot and hitting a poor one. So I learned a ton. Obviously, I think I even have more of an appreciation that those guys are the best players in the world, and they are really, really good. Definitely a great learning opportunity and learning experience, and hopefully I can get a little better after this whole experience.
You were friends with Wyndham Clark before the tournament. While there, you played practice rounds and rubbed shoulders with Will Zalatoris, Jordan Spieth, and a few others. What was that like, and did they kind of help you out or take you under their wing a little bit? Or what was the relationship like with those guys?
Yeah, it was truly remarkable. I just played 9 holes with each one of those guys. So we weren't out there for very much or for too long. But, they just treated me like another one of the guys. Sahith Theegala was really cool. Like you said, Zalatoris. A Mark Hubbard, a Colorado kid, was there along with Wyndham. And then Spieth and Burns. Burns was really, really good to me, and so was Jordan. I'd ask him a question here and there. They'd give me a little bit of advice. Crazy enough, at Pinehurst, most of them just said, yeah, just hit it in the middle of the green and just make a lot of pars. Don't be too aggressive. And it's kind of crazy when the best players in the world are telling you to hit it in the middle of the green. it's really the best advice, crazy enough. Like, you go play any golf course, just hit it in the middle of the green.
Well, we do love to share great advice from great players for our listeners who are most likely avid golfers out there. What was the key for you, Colin? You've been in many pressure situations on the amateur level your whole career, and then here you are in a major on the U.S. Open and very nervous on the first tee, and you stripe it down the middle. What is the key mentally in that situation that some of our listeners can learn from you and implement in their own game when there's a lot of people watching on the first tee or they're in the finals of their club championship or wanting to qualify for a USAM event as well? What's the key to success in those very pressure-packed, nerve-wracking situations?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it took me many years knowing what worked for me to be able to implement it and kind of handle those nerves. I'm a huge believer. I used to hate the first tee shot, whether I was playing with my buddies or playing in a college event. So the last 5 shots I hit on the range were just the first tee shot, whether it was a 3-iron or a driver or a 3-wood or whatever it was. And that seemed to help me a lot. And then I'm just a really big believer in deep breaths. So whenever I'm nervous, just take a couple extra deep breaths. And crazily enough, I think the best way to overcome pressure is just to continue to put yourself in those situations. So it's a little bit easier said than done, and you can't really prepare for the U.S. Open. But the more you can put yourself in those situations, I think the better off you'll be.
Well, with Colin Prater qualified for the U.S. Open, the 29-year-old high school science teacher from Cheyenne Mountain High School right here in Colorado Springs. One of the first things you had to do, Colin, I imagine, was find a caddy, or did you have a caddy already?
One of my great buddies here in Colorado Springs, we're actually assistant coaches at Cheyenne Mountain together. And we play a lot of golf together. So he actually caddied for me in the local qualifier, he came to Bend with me for final qualifying, and then he was on the bag for the U.S. Open as well.
So I imagine that was pretty much a big thrill for him additionally, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm sure, I think, he probably had more fun than even I did. He got to meet all the big-time caddies for all the big-time players. Michael Greller, Ted Scott, Scotty Scheffler's guy, Austin Kizer, Xander Schauffele's guy, Joe Greiner, Max Homa's guy. So he was hitting it up with all the big time caddies.
Well, you were with the big time too. Tell us the reaction of your high school students in hometown.
Oh yeah, I mean the support's just been incredible. From the local munis here in Colorado Springs to current students. I was actually really fascinated with how many of my former students reached out to me because I just finished my sixth year of teaching. So I've taught quite a few kids in my day so far, and just the reaching out and the support I received from some college kids now, it's just been remarkable and so much fun. And hopefully, right, at the end of the day, right, hopefully I've inspired some kids to continue to live out their dreams and to work hard and to not take it for granted. But we'll see. Who knows?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm sure you have.
Have you had to buy a drink or buy a round of golf or pay for your own lunch since you've been back?
No, I haven't. No, I'm really, really lucky in Colorado Springs. There's so many great golf courses, and I have a lot of support, so I can kind of speak out to any course here in the Springs and play around the golf. No, I've really just been on dad duty lately, so my wife is just really taking advantage of me being back home.
There you go.
Speaking of having your wife, you know, you have a full-time teaching job. You coach both the boys and girls teams, golf teams in high school, and you have a family, and you are keeping your level of play in golf at the highest level. What is the key to that? We have many people who are like, yeah, I'm just too busy to get better. How do you do that? Now, I imagine that helps a little bit with summers off, but what's the key to stay sharp in golf?
Oh yeah, I mean, like I said, I have an incredible I have an incredible support system. One key that I think is important is to just take advantage of those little times or that little time you have in your day. I normally maybe spend no more than like 45 minutes to an hour practicing, and I just try to really make sure I have a goal for the day. So whether it's I'm hitting 50-yard pitch shots, or whether it's I'm going to be working on hitting putts inside 5 feet, or whether it's like I really want to work on hitting the driver today, I'm picking one goal to work on for that particular day. And if I have extra time or I feel like I've accomplished that goal, then maybe I work on something else. But I'm not just going to go out to the putting green and just hit putts on the putting green for 45 minutes. Like I'm working on one particular distance or one particular aspect. And I think that sort of focus allows me to get the best out of the limited time I have.
Yeah, it's all like a lot of things. It's all about time management. Last question. We've got about 30 seconds or so left. Are you thinking about trying to do this again next year, trying to qualify again?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it works with the schedule. Yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm really just trying to take advantage of the rest of this summer. My wife's due in 2 weeks with our second girl. Then I'm going to play in the US AM and the US Mid AM. So those are kind of what's on my radar for the next month and a half or so.
Well, congrats on the baby. Colin Prater joining us today here on Tee to Green. We'll take a break. Be right back. Not done yet. More to come after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just flying by here on Tee to Green along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie, we know you're headed on a road trip here, but when you come back, it looks like you got a busy month ahead of you.
I really do, and it's all about helping our listeners and golfers around the world improve their game. You know, like what Colin talked about, it's the pressure situation. He'd never been more nervous than on that first tee, and I'm sure we all can relate to that, right, Jay, when people are watching. Or, you know, yep. Here's the round where you have an amazing front nine, and then you blow it on the back. Or you have a chance to shoot your lowest score ever, and you're getting nervous, and you're getting ahead of yourself. Well, it's all about the mental game, isn't it? Wouldn't you agree, Jay, that golf is a mental game, and if we improve that, like, every part of our game can get better?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I played golf for years without realizing that. Not that I'm a great golfer, but it did help a lot once I finally figured that part out.
Well, I have a way to help everyone. It starts July 22nd. It's called Conquer Your Golf Mind. If you want to play with that calm confidence and focus of the tour players and those guys who are teeing it up at the U.S. Open, then I encourage you to join this course. The way to get more information and sign up is text the phone number 727-339-0106. Text the word YES to that number, 727-339-0106. Join Conquer Your Golf Mind. Hey, throw in the coupon code CONQUER50 for a one-time discount on the offer. I'll see you then.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy your trip. We'll see you back here next Sunday. That's Debbie O'Connell. Our thanks to David Lee, Robert Trent Jones Society for joining us, and to Colin Prater as well. Thank you to Robert DeCozy in Master Control. I've got a tea time for later today. I'm headed out as well. And we'll see you back here next week. Until then, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.